All Nick's frustrations were poured into his final album, Pink Moon, recorded at the end of 1971. John Wood engineered and produced sessions for the record.
After Brighter Later, every now and again, I'd have a phone call from Nick, or Nick would turn up and stay for a couple of days and just sort of sit around with the kids. And I'd say, when are you going to make another record? And he'd just sort of shrug his shoulders. And then suddenly, out of the blue, I get this phone call, I want to make a record. And the studio was very busy at the time, and the only time we could get in were after sessions that finished at 11 o'clock at night. So we went in one night, 11 o'clock in the evening, put up four microphones, probably did five or six songs straight off, and was very quiet throughout. And so I said, well, we'll do some more tomorrow if you like. So go in the following night and do another four or five songs.
I saw it written and I saw it say, Pink Moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Pink Moon, gonna get you all. And it's a pink moon. Yes, pink moon. Pink, 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 pink. Pink moon. Pink, 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 pink. Pink moon.
I just assumed at some point he was going to say, well, I want to get hold of Robert. So I turned around at the end of the second evening and said, well, what do you think? What are we going to put on? He said, I don't want anything on. And I said, absolutely nothing. He said, no, that's all I want. And we just mixed it very quickly. Nick went off with the tapes to Island Records, and that was Pink Moon.
So I written and I saw it say, Pink Moon is on his